Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at this evening's headlines. Tributes have been made to Connor Temple from Cavan Lower, Kayleigh Gordon, the teenage boy who died yesterday evening in a drowning tragedy. The chair of Ogra Fianna Fáil in Donegal says Taoiseach Micheál Martin may be vulnerable to a leadership challenge. Two Donegal men were sentenced in the Central Criminal Court for sexual offences, and two men have been jailed in Northern Ireland on a number of terror-related offences. These stories in full and more coming up, and we will have a sport update at around 5:15. But first, tributes have been made to Connor Temple from Cavan Lower, Kayleigh Gordon, the teenage boy who died yesterday evening in a drowning tragedy. He and his mother were on a walk when the incident occurred. Connor, a student of Little Angel School, has been described as affectionate and adored by people around him in a statement by the school. Gardaí have confirmed they and other emergency services responded after receiving reports of a person falling into the River Finn at Drumbo Woods shortly before 5:40 yesterday evening. Connor was taken from the water and brought by ambulance to Letterkenny University Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The chair of Ogra Fianna Fáil in Donegal says Taoiseach Micheál Martin may be vulnerable to a leadership challenge, but seems to be over the worst of the fallout from the Jim Gavin presidential nomination. Earlier this week, two senior party figures in Donegal, Deputy Padraig O'Gallagher and Senator Niall Blaney, questioned whether Mr. Martin is the right person to lead Fianna Fáil into the next general election. Speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show, Ben Harkin acknowledged they were reflecting the concerns of many local members, but stressed that while no challenge is forthcoming from Jim Callaghan at the moment, Micheál Martin has made his intentions clear.
Do you want to step away from active politics? He probably would have ran for the presidential election, but he didn't. So I'd say that probably shows that he was planning staying on. I think he's got over the worst of this. He's still there. So I don't think he is a lame duck leader anymore. Mm-hmm. I think Micheál Martin has the numbers at the minute. I remember Albert Reynolds said that you'll skip over the big things and the little things will trip you up. This makes Micheál Martin more vulnerable to the little things now after this year. And I suppose Jim O'Callaghan's getting ready. But again, it'll take him standing up. It'll take him gathering votes.
As chair of Ogra Fianna Fáil in Donegal, do you have faith in Micheál Martin to lead the party and lead the party into the next election?
In terms of Micheál Martin's leadership, that's for the parliamentary party.
I'm asking your opinion.
I would say that Micheál Martin did a fantastic job with regards to the last national elections. And I think that you couldn't have confidence in how the process for picking a presidential candidate was decided. And Micheál Martin's admitted that. And I think it's good now that there's going to be changes. I think members in Donegal want to be more active in that process. And I think it's good that that will happen the next election.
Meanwhile, today, a Social Democrats TD says the discussion around Fianna Fáil's failed presidential election campaign took some of the focus away from issues like the housing crisis and record homeless figures. Cian O'Callaghan says people were also clearly unhappy about the lack of choice of candidates.
It was a real mistake to hold back candidates for that long with this idea of, oh, we'll escape the scrutiny, therefore everything will be fine. It's the opposite actually carried out. So if this had been done sooner, there'd been more time for discussion internally in the larger parties and so forth, I think that just would have been healthier. We would have had a better contest, better outcome. Issues like this might have aired earlier and been dealt with earlier as well.
Two Donegal men have been sentenced in the Central Criminal Court for sexual offences. One, Jason McLaughlin of Cashel, Glen Ely, pleaded guilty to the oral rape of a 14-year-old girl in 2022 when he was 16. The other, 28-year-old Kevin McGovern of Main Street, Castle Finn, was convicted by a jury on one count of raping a woman in her own home on August 21, 2021. Ellen Butler has more.
Passing sentence yesterday, Miss Justice Melanie Greeley said the aggravating factors include the grave breach of trust, the impact on the victim, and the fact the offence took place in her home. She said there was no doubt McGovern decided to return to the injured party's home and that he got into her bed and violated her while she was asleep. The judge noted McGovern has no previous convictions and has not come to other Garda attention. Miss Justice Greeley imposed a 7-year sentence with a final 6 months suspended to encourage rehabilitation. Meanwhile, Jason McLaughlin, who was 16 when he orally raped a 14-year-old girl behind a filling station in January 2022, has been jailed for 1 year. Before imposing sentence, Ms Justice Mary Ellen Ring referenced a probation service report saying it's worrying the defendant is still saying the activity was consensual.
More details on both cases on our website highlandradio.com. Two men have been jailed in Northern Ireland on a number of terror-related offences. Their sentences were passed today at Belfast Crown Court. Donal Kavanagh has more.
56-year-old Damien Duffy from Cole Island and his co-defendant, 31-year-old Shea Reynolds from Lurgan, both appeared in Belfast Crown Court. They were convicted on two counts each of preparatory acts of terrorism, possession of an article for use in terrorism, and attempting to collect information for use in terrorism, and were both found guilty following a lengthy trial. Today, Duffy was sentenced to 12 and a half years imprisonment, with five to be served on licence. Reynolds was sentenced to 11 and a half years, also with five to be served on licence. Both defendants are also subject to terrorist notification requirements for 30 years following their release from custody.
Bottlenecks in housing supply and high construction costs may continue to push up rents. That's one of the findings of the central bank's final quarterly bulletin of the year. Based on its forecast, 33,500 homes will be completed this year, and the government is on track to miss its housing target. Assistant Professor of Economics in Trinity College, Bara Rowntree, says some government measures are making a difference, but Ireland is still grappling with mistakes from the past.
It has been going on since, you know, really the early 2010s, and is a consequence really of a lot of the decisions that were made around that period, really cutting back on infrastructure spending. Given the mistakes that we'd made over the 2000s, there was going to be some cut in government expenditure. Politically, it was easier to cut the infrastructure, cut things like the metro, rather than necessarily cut back on the government pay of university lecturers or the number of university lecturers.
Road Safety Authority testers are calling for urgent action over cars being brought to tests without proper insurance. Forsa says staff are being put at risk. There's no reliable system to check if vehicles are safe and fully insured before a test. The union has opened a ballot for industrial action, running until January 6th. Forsa's Niall Shanahan says testers need to feel safe while working.
It's an issue that we have raised repeatedly through established industrial relations structures at the Road Safety Authority. This is a dispute that unfortunately remains unresolved. The union is calling for urgent and concrete measures to remove the risk for individual driving testers, and that includes, you know, guaranteed indemnity arrangements and access to the National Insurance Database.
Taoiseach Simon Harris says he and the government are striving to address outstanding issues for those affected by the defective concrete block crisis, particularly in terms of those having difficulty securing necessary loans and getting the funding to begin the process of navigating the scheme. Mr Harris was responding to Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty during Finance Minister's questions shortly before the Dáil broke up for Christmas last night. Mr Harris said engagement with the scheme is up, but acknowledged there are outstanding issues, including childcare premises and other buildings which fall outside the current scheme. Deputy Doherty expressed particular concern at what he said was the exclusion of the banking and insurance focus group.
The banking insurance focus group is doing tremendous work, and in fairness to the BPFI, they have really engaged with them, including other organisations, Insurance Ireland, evaluers and so on. The Department of Housing has refused to engage with them, which is ridiculous, to tell you the truth. They should be part of that working group, as should other departments. Like, these are very serious people that are working through issues like mortgageability on houses. The houses that are being built are remediated through the existing scheme are not mortgageable because they won't sign off on it. The group that is there now, made up of those parties, have made a submission in relation to the new standards for defective block, raising serious concerns with them. There's major other issues as well. What's really the core of this here is, do you actually believe that there are people in my constituency and elsewhere that have to find, even with the whatever support the state's given, that they have to find up to €80,000 to build the exact same house that is to be demolished because of defective block?
I believe people, and I believe them when I meet them. I believe them when I've sat in their kitchens in your constituency, in your county, and they've told me of some of the issues that they're still experiencing in relation to shortfalls or anomalies or issues with banks. And we are trying as a government to continue to respond and continue to evolve the scheme. We are seeing an increased uptake in the scheme. I mean, that's also factually true. But I don't like to hear when you say there's any department not engaging, because we do need to continue to engage with this. The stress, the worry, the fear is real.
And in a show, and Councillor says he's received positive news surrounding the situation at Carndonagh Courthouse. The courthouse has been temporarily closed for the past 6 years due to concerns around health and safety. Following a public meeting at Colgan Hall this week to discuss the building's future, Councillor Albert Doherty welcomed the court service communication to Donegal County Council, recognising the importance of rural court services.
The meeting that we had this week, which was very well received by those who attended and chaired by Kieran McLaughlin and attended also Dr. Dennis McCauley, County Coroner, interested parties, local councillors, I was quite happy that a good discussion had ensued and we were able to discuss issues relating to Carndonagh, Buncrana, Donegal Town and especially court services requirements. And what I read into the meeting and what I read after receiving a response from the court service was the court service fully recognises the importance of sustaining access to justice in rural communities. And that was a very welcome statement, but the proof of the pudding is in the eating and we would need to see action on that.
And do you hope after this that action will begin to progress?
Well, it was nice and positive to hear that there were local community groups interested in accessing the Carndonagh Courthouse for their own community activities. The court service also acknowledged that the ideal would be identify in Carndonagh a mutually beneficial arrangement that would support community needs and, more importantly, the continued presence of court service in the area.
Fermanagh and Omagh District Council have taken action following a report that hundreds of tins of hazardous waste were illegally dumped in the Tremor Road area of Omagh. A multi-agency effort was launched after the issue was raised. A spokesperson for the Lochs Agency said a coordinated response was undertaken by the Lochs Agency, Northern Ireland Environment Agency and Fermanagh and Omagh District Council. Lochs Agency staff removed containers from affected watercourses, with the remaining containers removed by the council. The containers recovered by the team were found to be unbroken and there was no evidence of river pollution during the response. It is 12 minutes past 5 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher will be at the sports desk after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with great gift ideas for everyone on your list this Christmas, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 16 minutes past 5 here on Highland Radio and Mark Gallagher is here with a sports update.
Thanks, Ryan. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Three Donegal clubs have been named as founding members of the new FAI National League, which will kick off in autumn of next year. The FAI confirmed this morning the 15 clubs that will form the new league, which will include Bonagie United, Letterkenny Rovers and Cockhill Celtic. This new division of men's senior football will create a direct pathway between the grassroots game and the League of Ireland for the first time. From the 2027 season, a clear pathway for promotion to the League of Ireland First Division will be established. The winners of the North and South divisions will compete in a playoff final to be crowned FAI National League champions. If those champions have been approved for a First Division licence, they will then play against the team that finishes bottom of the First Division in a promotion relegation playoff for a place in the second tier. Letterkenny Rovers manager Stephen McConnell spoke to Oisín Kelly earlier and says it's great for football in the county.
Yeah, it's a very exciting day for the club. It's been a hectic but long process in getting everything in order to be to get our application in and meetings with the FAA and stuff. But yeah, we're delighted where we're at now and glad we've been accepted into it.
Listen, obviously one of three Donegal clubs, so what's your feelings on having Bonagie and Cockhill there as well? Because there is a very, very large Donegal presence here and more than likely one third of the Northern Division is going to be made up of Donegal teams.
Yeah, it's great for the county. The player pool up here is as strong as it's ever been. When you take in Finn Harps and even nearby clubs over the border, like the player pool up here is as strong as it's ever been and the teams up here reflect that.
We'll hear from all three clubs, Bonagie United, Letterkenny Rovers and Cockhill Celtic, over our weekend sports shows. Shamrock Rovers have confirmed that Stephen McPhail has resigned as the club's sporting director. The former Republic of Ireland international had been in the job for 9 years. In his time at Tallaght Stadium, Rovers have claimed 5 men's Premier Division titles and reached the knockout stages of last season's Conference League. In the Irish League Premier Division this evening, Glentoran faced joint leaders Coleraine at the Oval. That one has a 7:45 kick-off.
Liverpool manager Arne Slot says they've moved on from Mo Salah's controversial comments. The Egyptian forward is now away on international duty at the Africa Cup of Nations, having recently been critical of being left out of Liverpool's starting team. Speaking ahead of tomorrow's Premier League meeting with Tottenham, Slot says the issue is now closed.
All the focus is for him over there. And there should not be any distraction of me saying anything about his time here at Liverpool. Because what I said, we've moved on after the Leeds interview.
Thomas Frank admits solving Tottenham's issues is not a quick fix. The Spurs manager is under pressure with them winning just 6 of their 16 Premier League games this season. Frank says he has the full support of the club's board and expects to be given the time to change their fortunes.
One thing is 1,000% sure, we haven't seen any club be successful unless they had key people in the right decisions for a long time. And I'll back myself to be one of those key people. And there will be good times and there will be bad times. Well, that's part of it.
In darts, there's been more first-round action at the PDC World Championship today. Dungannon's Mickey Mansell lost out in the deciding set against Leonard Gates of the US. 11th seed Josh Rock avoided an upset against debutant Gemma Hayter, winning 3-1. Keane Barry, Derry's Daryl Gurney and Willie O'Connor are all in action in the evening session at Ali Pally. In rugby, James Ryan will become Leinster's latest centurion when he lines out for tonight's URC derby against Ulster at the Aviva Stadium. The visitors arrive in Dublin with Stuart McCluskey back in the team after a spell out through injury. Kickoff there is at 7:45. And finally, in snooker, Mark Allen is through to the quarterfinals at the Scottish Open. The Antrim native beat Jang An Da by 4-3 last night. Allen is back today for a meeting with Joe O'Connor from 7 o'clock. That's all your sport for today. We're back with more on Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon. Ryan.
Thank you, Mark. Agus anois an nuacht le Colm Ferreter.
Jim and Natasha of Colm Ferreter and Charlie in the Prevskirti. Sholu Agran fiha fiha sakuig den Irishlor cared a and scale and charton shaw sri taija vliantul conu negeliga a scrudi and jarki and fobul ilai negeliga anish and a hain jegu vlian togu and tagran is jerni lergas kamsiha or hishkinch the nainly or fod na herin erin changa ogus a tohi Bunnyu a care day and scale, the Mwenu of Forest Nigeliga Sivli and Niavida Sakuijeg, Conteshkinch Nisga Devnia a Hahu, Pobble Nigeliga, August Confinisha, a Nashun to a Walu Yarki, a Winning Lash and Changa. Shaw Alianus Kudst in the Priv Horhi of Hubble Breath Niblian a Shaw, Cregin Shaskas a Art Finge, Dunarini o Yask or Karko me Tus Acha Toga. Da vua nu pobl na gailtachta in ein horus tihiachta a ta ag fein nu as sa cantar sin. Dainti a shaska sa hain fuin gaid o yas, agus kathar sa ar fuin gaid o hui gor hor, dan rialtas ni smo takiachti a horch da grupi na servishi oiga frij gailiga a arbarch. Credin tri cathar da na rini o yas gor hor go me she da cart a gapwaishtia Edge has 3 van the Giliga a oil. Le Shaska's a hain fwingid than a rini o yas. A credin gur cartnis mo cursi. 3 level a cur foil fridgeman the Giliga. Dirt ain kuigu de ran farchiha o yas. Agus 3 puncha agus fiha fwingid the rini o hui. Gum munha should usaj a service stat fridgeman the Giliga. The mo should eran olus fadudifa. The couple of Okajig Charton, yes, Lalin the Nullug, a new August Amara, a new Lajigs, a Fihadula, to Andrama and Kurch and Uchtoran, a chart good G, Araklan G Dors, the Tekiji, a high of a Giel Tamax, Nadarsha, a Oskog, a Hokta Clug, August Bay Servish, Carol, a Lakhor, Wira, Erin Kedlas, Fidamina Nullug, a Kahor, a Clug Tronona, Ik cha pobble and chri ronifa in non luhe. Augusta Lienra lecher kennen eg agrut session, akliokta le hevlin on agriokt rinka, a gale skull anan a tossard of Leonur, kusitiad a glaku anyamnaha, masmian la tell you all as a oil erna session akliokta shena goigi guji Lienra LC bonkai e. Shen mahodsha eligolier slanagus banak.
And in the weather, moderate to fresh and gusty southwesterly winds will gradually ease through the day, backing southerly towards evening. Tonight will be mostly dry and clear. Freshening southeast winds will feed up some isolated showers in the east towards dawn. Low temperatures of 3 to 5 degrees. I look back at this evening's main stories. Tributes have been made to Connor Temple from Cavan Lower Killigordon, the teenage boy who died yesterday evening in a drowning tragedy. He and his mother were on a walk when the incident occurred. Connor, a student of Little Angel School, has been described as affectionate and adored by people around him in a statement from the school. Gardaí have confirmed they and other emergency services responded after receiving reports of a person falling into the River Finn at Drumbo Woods shortly before 5:40 yesterday evening. Connor was taken from the water and brought by ambulance to Letterkenny University Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The chair of Ó Gruafinne Fáil in Donegal says Taoiseach Micheál Martin may be vulnerable to a leadership challenge, but seems to be over the worst of the fallout from the Jim Gavin presidential nomination. Earlier this week, two senior party figures in Donegal, Deputy Patrick O'Gallagher and Senator Niall Blaney, questioned whether Mr Martin is the right person to lead Fianna Fáil into the next general election. Speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show, Ben Harkin acknowledged they were reflecting concerns of many local members, but stressed while no challenge is forthcoming from Jim O'Callaghan at the moment. Two Donegal men were sentenced in the Central Criminal Court for sexual offences. One, Jason McLaughlin from Cashel, Glenealy, pleaded guilty to the oral rape of a 14-year-old girl in 2022 when he was 16. The other, 28-year-old Kevin McGovern of Main Street, Castlefin, was convicted by a jury on one count of raping a woman in her own home in August 21, 2021. And two men have been jailed in Northern Ireland on a number of terror-related offences. Their sentences were passed today at Belfast Crown Court. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Friday evening, December 19th. The death has taken place of Neil Gibbons, Ballyhalion, Clonmany. Neil's remains will repose at his home tomorrow, Saturday, from 11 o'clock. Funeral leaving there on Monday at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The tragic death has occurred of 13-year-old Connor Temple, Cavan Lower Killigordon. Remains reposing at his late residence tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 o'clock. Funeral leaving his late residence on Sunday at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorlar at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Mary Alice Black, 30 Hillhead, Castlefin, reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Castlefin, at 10:30, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Father Tom Mullen, late of Bree Mallon Head and the Diocese of Salford, Manchester. Father Tom's remains are reposing at his home in Bree Mallon Head. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church Lag, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers to Nazareth House Fáin, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Sister Eileen Doherty, IBVM, Ballyheeran Fanad. Remains are reposing at her late residence until 9 o'clock today and tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 o'clock. Rosaries each night at 9 p.m. House private both nights after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Ballyheeran Fanad, on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Massmount Cemetery. The funeral mass may be viewed on Bradley O'Doherty Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers to the oncology ward, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Seamus Doherty, 15 Orchard Grove, Ballyrain, Letterkenny. Seamus's remains will be reposing at his late residence today until 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock with rosary both nights at 9 p.m. Requiem Mass on Sunday morning at 11:30 in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel, followed by interment in Ulex Cemetery, Letterkenny. The death has taken place of Jimmy McGinley, Jimmy Tracy, 48 Ballina Fulcara, formerly of Rocktown Fulcara. His remains will repose at his residence at 48 Ballina Fulcara today until 9 o'clock. Rosary is at 9 p.m. with house private after pleas and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral from his residence tomorrow morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Finian's Church, Fulcara, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Helen Foster Ní Gormley, formerly Hart, late of Brookvale Strabane and formerly of Lifford. Reposing at Quigley's funeral home today with removal at 6 o'clock to St Mary's Church, Melmount, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in St Patrick's Cemetery, Murlog, Lifford. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Mary May Devaney, Ní McGinty, 25 Ballymacool Terrace, Letterkenny, reposing at her late residence today until 10 p.m. with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass in St Eunan's Cathedral tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of any family members or Con McDade funeral directors. The death has occurred of Bridget Mulhern Ní McKinney, Carrow Rhea Bridgend, reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:30 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.